Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on istiqama. Istiqama is steadfastness. To be steadfast, something that is very, very important in our deen, is that when a person accepts Islam, a person now remains firm right up till the last moment. Yesterday we did the ayat of the Quran, that what a person experiences at the time of maut, how the malaika come, how they start giving him glad tidings of Jannat, and how the scene that he experiences, because of what? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. He said that Allah is my Rabb. And they, in other words, he brought Iman. And after bringing Iman, he remained firm right till the end. And that's how a Muslim is. And you see how a person who's running the comrades, who's a good experienced runner, that from the beginning right till the end, he continues. He doesn't decide halfway, now let me stop now, too much it is, let's take a break. Or when he gets towards the end now, he said, I so well, look what time I've got, let me sit down here and praise myself. No, he continues right till the finish line. So like that, a Muslim, right till the end, right till he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remains firm. He doesn't get carried away to the right, carried away to the left. He doesn't get distracted by the things of the dunya. In other words, what he needs to do, he does continuously right till the end. So a person that has got this quality of istiqama is a very great quality. Therefore, in Arabic, there is a saying, Al-istiqamatu khayrun min alfi karama. That to remain firm, to remain steadfast, is better than 1,000 miracles also. In other words, what you can achieve by remaining firm is better than what you can achieve by even 1,000 miracles. If you look at it, if you take, for example, 10,000 liters of water, and you just pour it over a big rock, over a big boulder, the water will just go over it and it will just move. It will move away. Nothing much will happen to that rock. But if you take same 10,000 liters, for example, and let it go drop by drop by drop by drop continuously like that, you'll see that it will even make a hole in the rock. So much power this istiqamat has. So therefore they say every drop fills the cup, but it must be continuous. So like that, this drop by drop can even open up, crack up a rock. So this is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left in istiqamah, to be consistent. So today's hadith, عن أبي عمر وقيل أبي عمرة وسفيان بن عبد الله قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه narrates that I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something about Islam regarding which I will not have to ask anyone besides you. In other words, tell me such a thing about Islam that will be sufficient for me. I don't need to ask anybody else, anything else about Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, I believe in Allah, and then remain steadfast. Such a simple advice, but full of meaning. Qul amantu billah thumma istaqim. Say that I believe in Allah. In other words, bring Iman and remain steadfast on Iman. This is what is meant by this. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that this hadith is from the fundamental principles of Islam. That this is how a believer behaves, this is how a Muslim behaves, that he brings Iman and he remains steadfast on Iman. Nothing now alters this person's Iman. We'll do one more hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qaribu wa saddidu wa alamu annahu lay yanjuwa ahadun minkum bi amalihi. Qalu wala anta ya Rasulullah. Qala wala ana إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة منه وفضل. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that follow the middle part, سددوا وقاربوا, follow the middle part and remain steadfast. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that none of you shall attain salvation, none of you shall be saved, none of you shall be saved or attain salvation by the virtue of his deeds. So because of your actions, you won't be saved. None of you will be saved because of your amal. And what that teaches us is that we should never ever be proud of what we have done. It doesn't matter what we achieved, what our achievements are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, none of you will be saved because of your actions. In other words, it doesn't matter how much your actions are. Your own actions are not saving you. Something else is saving you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the Sahaba first asked that, Not even you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even you. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, in other words, they were shocked. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, none of you. So Sahaba said, what about you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even me. So where then gives us chance to be proud of our actions? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that not even I will go into, in other, I will be saved, in other words, the person is saved in akhirat, what it means is that he's entered into Jannat, not even I will be saved and enter into Jannat because of my actions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, so where can we ever be proud of our actions? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that not even me, except if Allah ta'ala engulfs me with His mercy and His grace. If Allah ta'ala engulfs me with His fazl, with His rahmat, then only I will also enter Jannah. So ulama explained from this one important part, one important aspect, is that some ayat of the Quran explains that udkhulu al-jannata bima kuntum ta'malun, that enter Jannah because of what you have done. This is what the translation of the ayat is. And this hadith is saying that not even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter Jannah on his, because of his actions, but will enter because of the fazl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we understand the two? One of the ayat is saying that enter Jannah, telling the believers, enter Jannah because of what you have done. And this hadith is saying that through the fazl of Allah ta'ala only you will enter Jannah. So ulama, they tie it up, they reconcile this hadith and the ayat of the Quran that have a similar meaning by saying that for a person to do the action in the first place with the sincerity and for it to be accepted, that needs the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the fazl of Allah ta'ala was not on this person in the first place, then he wouldn't have done a good action. So because of the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to do good action. Therefore, a nice Urdu saying that ye sadaqa kisi ka karam hai, ye qadam utha nahi uthaya jata hai. That whatever a person is doing is because of somebody's dua or some good deed or something, that some dua that he has taken, or through some mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's allowing him now to be engulfed so he could do that action. Ye qadam utha nahi, this leg of ours that Allah ta'ala has given us, this leg doesn't just pick up on its own. A person doesn't just pick up his leg on his own to do something good. Uthaya jata hai, he's made to pick up his leg to do something good. In other words, through the fazl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one explanation how a person now is entering Jannah through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another explanation ulama gave is that Allah will enter His grace and enter people. And now whatever actions they have done will just cause them to be elevated. They'll go higher and higher in rank in Jannah because of the actions that they have done. So there is no contradiction between the ayat of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we learn from here. And therefore it's very important to learn a hadith and ayat of the Quran and the people that have studied it from ulama, etc., so that we can get the correct understanding. Otherwise, if a person just read this hadith in isolation, read the ayat of Quran in isolation, he would think that there is a contradiction between the two. But there is no contradiction, there is a good explanation for what is meant in the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.